Hey there, welcome to This is Size SEO, a show, a brand new show for size founders and marketers who want to learn how to boost their company's growth, build an audience, and attract more customers with SEO. My name is Pavel Grabowski. I'm an SEO consultant and content strategist. I've been working exclusively with size companies since 2014, and in this show, I'll be sharing my experiences and expertise to help you, well, basically figure this SEO thing out. And we're going to kick off the show at the very beginning and discuss what size SEO actually is and what factors make working with size websites, ranking size websites, optimizing size websites so different from other verticals. Let's do it. Now, before we get to the good stuff, let me quickly give you a feel of what's coming after this episode. And so, in the upcoming episodes, we'll slowly unpack the mechanics of rankings. We'll look at various aspects of SEO, such as keyword research, content optimization, technical SEO, or link building. You'll also hear from some amazing guests, both SEOs and size founders and marketers like you, who will share their experiences with the channel and more. But that's all coming soon. For now, let's focus on what makes SEO for SaaS so different. And to really start at the beginning, let's discuss what search engine optimization is in general. Now, Moz, one of the pioneering SEO software companies, defines SEO beautifully as the practice of increasing both the quality and quantity of website traffic, as well as exposure to your brand through non-paid, also known as organic, search engine results. What I love about this definition is that in a single sentence, it includes practically everything you need to know about SEO, or at least understand about SEO. For example, it tells us that although SEO deals with search engine traffic, that's not its primary objective. Sure, we want to get more visitors from the search engines, but the focus is on attracting more relevant traffic and increasing its quality. Also, SEO helps increase brand exposure and awareness. By showing up in the search results, a company can introduce itself to customers at different stages of the buying cycle. And finally, we learned that SEO traffic is free. Now, to be perfectly clear, you have to pay for SEO indirectly. Whether you hire an SEO consultant to optimize your site, build an in-house team, or even decide to do it yourself, you will accrue costs associated with the strategy. But the definition does not refer to this. What it means is that you don't have to pay for visits from the organic search. Now, this stands in the opposite of paid traffic acquisition strategies like Google Ads and other PPC channels. With the PPC model, you pay every time someone clicks on your ad and visits the site. And as great as this channel is to scale customer acquisition quickly and rapidly, it carries with itself one risk. When you stop paying, the traffic disappears. Well, SEO is different. A strong SEO strategy will continue to generate traffic and leads even if you've stopped actively working on optimizing the site. So what about size SEO? First of all, the above definition relates to size companies too, of course. The goal of your SEO strategy is to attract more quality traffic, raise brand awareness, and increase the number of signups from Google. But there are three big differences between SEO in SaaS and other verticals. The first one is that size SEO is primarily a content-led strategy. So a typical SEO strategy consists of quite a lot of different elements. However, not all of them are equally important for every vertical. Let's take e-commerce shops, for example. SEOs working in this vertical often put a lot of emphasis on schema or ranking their store's category and product pages. They care about star ratings, reviews, product information, and other similar SERP features that attract the user's attention. When you build the search visibility of a local store or local business, on the other hand, you tend to optimize for the local search, naturally. So you set up and optimize a Google My Business profile and ensure that the company ranks well in map listings and its profile contains a healthy amount of positive reviews and so on and so on. In SaaS, however, your main focus is on creating content that connects you with users across the entire span of the buyer's journey. And here's how it works. First of all, your strategy aims to attract visitors with four specific buyer intents. So the first group are people who are ready to buy software solutions to solve their problems. These people know exactly what problem they need to overcome. They also know that to do it, they need software like yours. A second group, people looking for you specifically. Those customers have selected your software as the solution to their problem. Then you have people evaluating different software solutions. These customers know that various software solutions exist and can help them, but they haven't decided which one is best for them yet. And finally, there are people not looking for any software, but struggling with problems that your product helps eliminate. This customer group is at the early stages of the buyer journey. These people don't think about software yet. Instead, they focus their attention on understanding the problem and potential solutions available. And let's face it, much of your blog content, for example, will gear towards these people. What's interesting about those people is that in most cases, they do not search for a SaaS company's address, phone number, or email, much as you do when searching for a solicitor or a dentist, for example. These people search for content. They scout the web for blog posts that can help them understand the problem better. They search for software listicles, landing pages, or comparison pages to discover the different software options on the market. They might even Google alternatives to your or your competitor's product. And so the only way for you to connect with them is by publishing amazing content and ensuring that it ranks as high as possible for its target keywords. The second difference is that in size, you're dealing with a different sales process and buying dynamics. In fact, you might be dealing with two or three different sales processes at once, and you have to incorporate that in your strategy. Your company might be enticing some visitors to sign up for a free trial or create a free account, while it targets bigger customers with a proper sales-based process. You might also be dealing with a completely self-serve process. In this case, there might be little to no interaction between you and the customer until they create an account. Finally, you might be focusing on various lead generation strategies that help you fill in your sales team's pipeline. All these approaches affect the SEO strategy as well, from what keywords you target and the types of content you put out to how you convert the traffic into trials, demo signups, or leads. Finally, in size, you're working with a unique website setup. Many size websites are relatively simple and small. In many cases, such websites consist of nothing but a homepage plus a handful of additional pages. Now, this isn't a bad thing, by the way. From an SEO point of view, such a simple architecture prevents many technical issues from occurring. Smaller websites are also easier to crawl and index for search engines, not to mention that lack of those pesky technical issues make the task even easier. But having a simple website also means that it's often the homepage that bears the weight of having to convert your visitors into trials or signups, and that can affect the strategy as well. Again, not a bad thing, but it requires more strategic approach when building the strategy. Now, by the way, don't worry if this sounds cryptic so far, by the way. We'll be unpacking all this and many other SEO elements in subsequent episodes. So to sum it up, in principle, SEO aims to increase quantity and quality of traffic from organic search results. Achieving this in size means focusing on creating content and ensuring that it ranks well for its target phrases and optimizing it to ensure high conversion rates given quite unique, often self-serve sales process and website setup. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And if you found the idea for this show useful, subscribe not to miss upcoming episodes and tell other SaaS founders about it. I'd really appreciate it. Finally, you can check this episode's show notes at smashingcopy.com/podcast. Thank you until the next episode. Bye.